So when he first invited me, it was just, Natola, I want you to come so that you can grow and get better. And then when I got here, he was like, oh, by the way, you're the first female. So that's when it kind of hit me, like, wow, the magnitude of what I'm doing is not just for me, but it's setting the stage for other women who may be given the opportunity now because I was the first one to do it.
And I guess, what do you think the significance of that is to the ABL itself?
The diversity and inclusion. With everything that's going on, it lets everyone know that, hey, they're also a part of the movement and they have no problem with embracing everyone that wants to be a part of the sport.
Yeah. How come there aren't more female umpires in baseball?
One, we don't like the weather. but it is pretty tough. Now, the fans could be a little tough. We're emotional creatures. So you have to have thick skin. You have to know when to exert yourself and when to be not so present. And I think that's kind of hard. Even for me, I have my moments where I'll be like, hey, you're not a girl out there. You're an official. So make sure you react in that manner.
I suppose with a lot of things, but especially with this, like kind of putting on the uniform and everything maybe helps with that. It's like you're in uniform, you're the ref or you're the ump. Like.
So what I do is say action. It's like I'm putting on a performance for the next 3 hours and I need to be in role and in character. So that's my take on it.
So you say that to yourself like right at the start of the game?
I do.
So is there also kind of a thing about just baseball, it's been a man's sport forever, kind of unlike some other sports, like people might not be familiar with that because they've seen, you know, a female ref in the NFL and stuff like that. Do you think that's part of it too?
I do. And it's also with, you know, other sports reach out to women, you know, because there are more women in that area. In my lane, I can probably tell you it may have been in Georgia, I know there's only 3 in the whole state.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I'm so sold on being a presence, letting them know, hey, I'm here, we're out here, and I'm going to help you. So every little girl that I see in the park, I try to stop and be like, you know, you can do this. Or a mom who stops me and says, oh, my gosh, we've never seen a female umpire. And I just say, well, I hope I made you proud. So I'm hoping that they take these moments back to their communities and say, hey, softball player, your career doesn't have to end. You can now flip it and be an umpire. So that's my goal.
Yeah, still be out there on the field.
Absolutely. And make a difference.
Do people treat you differently, do you think?
They do. And I'll tell you, my first experience here, I don't think they knew that there was going to be a female umpire. So when they first saw me out there, everyone was kind of in awe or didn't. The coaches didn't know how to approach me, one, because I'm not a guy. The fans, I heard, were having a debate. They were going back and forth. Is that a female? Nah, that's a man. Nah, that's a female. And then finally, by the 5th inning, they said they were able to tell because I put my hand on my hips. So to me, that's a compliment because that meant that I was doing my job and they didn't have to wonder what my gender was.
So I'm definitely going to hang out and probably see this for myself unless they just don't throw any strikes in this game. But what is your strikeout call? What is that like?
Ooh, ha, 3.
Everybody's got one, right?
Everyone has their specific call.
And then I guess just last thing, if you could just kind of sum up your experience here in Alaska. I didn't even ask. I mean, had you been to Alaska before?
This is my first time. And of course, people are like, why would you go to Alaska to call baseball when there's plenty here? Ask yourself that question again. Who wouldn't come to a place they've never been to do what they love to do? So that's why I'm here. Alaska is beautiful. The scenery, the people. I told them back home, if everyone was like the Alaskan people, it would be a better place.
It's nice of you to say.